Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. We're going to take a little bit of time today to look at some important elements that God wants us to think about and meditate on in the book of Ezra. And the opening chapter of that book talks about the king of Persia. In the very first year that Cyrus was king, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Jeremiah had prophesied that they would be carried off to Babylon, and they were for 70 years, and that God would cause them to return. So it says, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it into writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth and hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? Let God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. Praise God. And so the elders and the children of Israel rose up, those who had a willing heart, and they came to Jerusalem. And of course, it was left in decay. They had been gone and it had been sacked. And so they had a charge to rebuild the temple. And let me read, starting now at Ezra, the third chapter, starting at verse 3 through 8. And they set the altar upon his bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom, as the duty of every day required, and afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated in every one of them, that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. So they gave money also to the masons, to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Praise God. So this was a fulfillment of the prophetic word. Those that had a willing heart gladly left, and they became involved in building the tabernacle of the Lord. And this was under the old covenant. This is where the temple of the Lord was. But God has always wanted a temple. However, in New Testament times, he is not required a temple to be built. He is raising up a body fitly framed together. He is the head. We are members, every believer in the body of Christ, every one of us that God has placed as he has chosen. And so we have been called also to build a temple. Those who left Babylon, they were very willing. And God is looking for willing laborers, participants, if you will, those who hear the call of the Lord to build the church of God in the earth. As I said, it's not a physical building with four walls, but a spiritual tabernacle made up of lively stones. In Ezra, the third chapter, 8 to 13, I shared with you what they did for laying the foundations of the temple. And Jeshua and his sons and his brethren Kadmiel and his sons and the sons of Judah together, they were working to set forward the workmen in the house of God, along with the sons of Henadad with their sons and their brethren, the Levite. Let me read now at verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, the king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel and toward his people. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice, although many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of all the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Praise God. So this was a very exciting, prophetically fulfilling time in the lives of the children of Israel. But as we've been sharing this week, the devil wants to hinder everything that God wants to accomplish. That's his purpose. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we see in the fourth chapter of Ezra, a group of adversaries that seek to hinder the work of the building of the house of God. And I'll read now starting at chapter 2. And then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you. These are the adversaries, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhad, the king of Ashur, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. The verse 4 says, then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors, talk about the work of the enemy, against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So there was an attack, and work was suspended. And we see something interesting a little bit further in that chapter. We see that a letter was sent to the current king. Let me read in verse 11. This is a copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king, thy servants, the men on this side of the river, and at such a time be it known unto the king that the Jews which came from thee to us are come to Jerusalem, and they haven't given up, have they? Building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundations. And let me read verses 12 and let me continue on. Be it known now unto the king that if this city be builded and the walls be set up again, then they will not pay the toll, tribute, and custom, in other words, their taxes, and so be, thou shalt endamage the revenue of the kings. Now, because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers, so shalt thou find in the book of records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and they that have moved sedition within the same of old, for which cause was this city destroyed. We certify the king that if the city be builded again and the walls thereof set up, by this means thou shalt have no portion on this side of the river. Now, the Apostle Paul states in 1 Corinthians 3, 8 to 11, that he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his reward according to his labor. God has called us as fellow workers together, just as the people of Israel, they were called, they were excited, they were rejoicing. Some of those who had memories of the former temple, they wept, but they were obeying the Lord, the importance of obedience. And God is asking the same of us. The scripture tells us that we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's cultivated field. Ye are God's building. Praise God. He has called us by the Great Commission to do what we can to be examples of the grace of God, and also to preach the gospel as God enables us. According to the grace which God has given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth upon it. But let every man take heed how he buildeth upon it. For no other foundation can be laid which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. And verse 16 states, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So, beloved, our job to build the temple is to inspire, to encourage others, to share the good news of the gospel, to be all that we can be, just as those who returned to Jerusalem to lay the foundation, build the temple, they were being obedient to God. God's going to have opportunities ahead for you just in the next few days, and He's giving you this reminder through this passage of scripture to obey Him and see what He will do. Well, beloved, my time is gone. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Thank you for your prayers and support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.